call, Makueni Governor Mutula Kalonzo Jr. has asked development partners working in the county to cooperate to ensure proper utilization of resources in their areas of jurisdiction. Mutula emphasized the need for different partners involved in development activities to utilize the monies to implement proposed projects and ensure residents benefit from the aid. The governor took issue with some organizations that adopt a silo mentality in implementing their activities and warned that this approach will not be entertained in the county. It is important you know one another and the areas of operation to avoid duplication. Working together will bring about synergy and ensure money is spent on intended projects for the benefit of residents, said Mutula. Mutula was speaking in his Wote office on Thursday during the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, between the county government and Makueni Development Trust, MADET, and Katise Rural Development, KRD, a community-based organization, CBO. Also, it is good to do whatever you have committed to achieve to do it perfectly. This is the foundation of good governance, accountability and transparency, added the governor. He pointed out that his government is not afraid to engage with citizens, saying it was imperative for the people to question how their resources have been spent by his administration. Mutula reiterated that when citizens engage the government, they make them more responsive and open and transparent in utilization of resources in implementing projects across the county. I appreciate the public participation in the county since the citizens know their rights. Civic education has earned us a place in Kenya and the world. Some counties and even the World Bank have come to benchmark with us, he posed. Mutula lauded the two organizations for initiating development projects in the county and urged them to serve the people with dedication to impact them positively. He proposed that the county governments should be allowed to sign contracts directly with development partners and ensure they are in control of funds injected into the devolved units instead of the same being underwritten by the national government. Speaking at the same event, the board chairperson for MADET Simon Nzioka said the MOU ensures the empowerment of local populations, strengthens governance and promotes community-driven development across the county. Nzioka also disclosed that they will be involved in issues of environment and climate change, issues to do with the youth and gender and social-economic transformation in the county through various groups. The KRD coordinator Joseph Mwanthi said that his organizations will be involved in agriculture, especially on the value chain addition in their area of jurisdiction. Further, Mwanthi said that they will also be involved in health matters, water and sanitation and housing, strengthen community governance, climate change and adaptation and youth empowerment. Present at the function included the Executive Committee Member for Public Participation and Devolution, Japheth Mangoka, and his counterpart for Gender Eng, Peter Mumo, among other senior county government officials.